Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org. With Wendy's $3 English muffin deal, you don't just get breakfast, you get a proper meal. Get your choice of a sausage or bacon egg and cheese English muffin sandwich with small seasoned potatoes. So grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal today.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Select or request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal. Grab one today.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
It was the summer of love.
It's so beautiful, right? Look at this.
Elvis?
Elvis Duran.
I love the smell of his farts. Is that weird?
Broadcasting from the Jersey Shore.
That's why we're drunk around the clock.
Go yourself.
Yeah, that's what these people do. That's why I'm saying this show should not be on the air.
It's Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Beach Bash.
Well, well, well. Is this the summer of love or what? It's the Beach Bash at Jenkinson's Point Pleasant, New Jersey. As you can hear, only three people showed up for the event. Who wants to see Max perform live? Who wants to see Conan Gray? Who's here to see Shawn Mendes?
Elvis.
Yes, ma'am.
The chair next to me, is that where Shawn Mendes is going to be?
Is that where you want Shawn Mendes?
Yes.
What a day. It's a beautiful, beautiful sunrise over the Atlantic Ocean. There's Gandhi, there's Danielle. Froggy's in Jacksonville. We wish you were here, Froggy.
Me too.
Let's see. There's Straight Nate. There's Scary.
Hello.
All right. Are we all here? We ready to
so.
Do a show?
Yeah.
So, should I play a little Shawn Mendes?
Oh, yes, please.
Summer of Love. Here it is. Let it roll.
It's the summer.
There you go. Brand new Shawn Mendes in Summer of Love. Welcome to the day. We are in a place called the Jersey Shore.
Woo! I love the shore.
I know. You know, Danielle, you're down the shore like every other day.
This is like my second home. I love it down here. This is summer to me.
It is.
Yep.
I don't want summer to end.
Oh, me, I know.
It's not. We have a month. Stop it.
Yeah, we do. Good morning to the Navajo Nation. They're listening into us at area code 505. Hey, our first caller of the day is Donald, calling in from Lima, Ohio. Oh, he's driving a beer truck. Hello, Donald. How are you on line 7?
Hello, lady.
Well, hello, lady. Hey, I wish you would drive your beer truck to the Jersey Shore. Come on over. We got plenty of room for you.
You know, and I got plenty of beer. I wish I could, but I think the company would frown upon that.
Nah, screw them. Hey, so how many deliveries do you have today? I mean, what's your day on?
I got 13 stops today and about 700 cases, so it's not too bad of a day. Wow.
700 cases of beer in the
Damn.
Back.
Damn. We'll take a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gandhi's ready for a brew.
Yeah, why not?
Well, look, I hope you have a safe delivery day and a great weekend ahead. Are you working all weekend, or are you off after today?
Nope. I'm off this weekend. I'm going to the fair tonight, get some fair food since I missed out on it last year, and hopefully have a good weekend. Some swimming in before it gets too cold out here.
I love fair food. I love food on a stick.
I know. I'm so jealous. I want to be there this year. It sucks.
Well, look, I'm glad you're listening, Donald. We got to send you some Elvis Duran Morning Show scrubs from Hackensack Meridian. They're on the way, and you have a safe delivery day with your brewski in the back ski.
Awesome. Thank you. You guys have a great weekend.
You too.
Hold on. There you go. This is what's great about this show. We're at the Jersey Shore. We're in Lima, Ohio. We're delivering beer in Hawaii. We're everywhere.
Yes.
All right. So what is our goal today? What do we want to get accomplished today?
Breakfast.
Okay. Breakfast.
Yeah.
What else?
Shawn Mendes, I think.
Okay. We're going to do Shawn Mendes.
Oh, wait. We're going to do Shawn Mendes.
We're going to do him right here on the stage. Okay. We got lots to do. What do you want to do now? Straight Nate, our senior executive producer.
How about we do that?
All right. I know. Let's get into the three things we need to know. We are at the Jersey Shore, but there is a world going on, and we need to find out what's happening.
There is. There's a lot of stuff.
Thank you, Gandhi. What's happening?
You're welcome. All right, more unsettling news coming out of Afghanistan as the government acknowledges they have no idea how many Americans are still there. American troops continue to try and move as many people out as quickly as possible as the Taliban starts to tighten control of the region. 20 more evacuation flights in Afghanistan are expected to land today. The State Department says they should be carrying at least 6,000 Americans and Afghans. More than 5,200 troops are now at the airport in Kabul to help speed up the process. As discussed, it looks like those troops will remain past the August 31st deadline. President Biden is expected to address the ongoing issue at 1 p.m. this afternoon Eastern Time. As the Delta variant continues to rip through the nation, more than 3,000 fake vaccine cards have been taken off the streets. I know, Danielle, I knew that was going to trigger you. They were found at an airport in Alaska, and they're being shipped from China. The blank cards closely resemble those printed by the CDC and given to people after they get vaccinated. Officials say this is becoming more of a problem nationwide, with another 3,600 fake cards recently seized at a cargo airport in Tennessee. And finally, on a much lighter note, this is great news for us on our quest to become millionaires. Lottery players are getting more chances to try their luck. Powerball is adding a third weekly drawing, and it starts on Monday. The other two are every Wednesday and Saturday, but it actually comes out to six, including the new add-on feature called Double Play. That'll happen after each drawing. Simply play the same numbers, and if they match, the top cash prize is $10 million.
Damn.
This is ours. I know it. And those are your three things.
Yay, we need some cash. Bring it on.
Yeah.
We got to pay some bills. Hey, so, you know, we are less than 45 minutes away from Max performing live. Conan Gray in about an hour. Shawn Mendes in about a couple hours. We got a busy day at the Shore. You guys ready for your Friday?
Yeah.
All right, come on. We'll be back after this.
More coming up from the Jersey Shore. It's Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Beach Bash.
Hey, everybody, it's Straight Nate, and when we're doing the show, comfort means everything. That's why I only wear Mack Weldon, the insanely comfortable brand that's reinvented men's basics. So get 20% off your first order at MackWeldon.com/Elvis, and then use promo code Elvis.
Sure, it's Elvis Duran of the Morning Show's Beach Bash.
You know what makes me really mad?
What?
I gotta tell you. So here we are at the Beach Bash at Jenkinson's in Point Pleasant. So we have a crowd here. Our good friends came out in the middle of the night just to join us here at the beach. It's a beautiful morning, right?
Yep.
So someone sent a text in saying, there's no way there's people there at this hour. This is like a pre-recorded crowd noise
thing.
I mean, are you kidding?
There's lots of people.
These people want to be hanging out with us. I love that. No.
Tell them to yell something specific.
Yell something specific.
Oh, yeah, a couple people actually said something specific.
Yeah. No, 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 we're here. By the way, as we speak on this beautiful, beautiful Friday morning, the ocean looks nice and calm. There's a hurricane on the way. Did you guys know this?
Oh, great.
No, seriously, Froggy. I mean, it's not here in Jersey, but I think Long Island could get a hurricane Sunday.
Yeah, it's supposed to be on Sunday afternoon. Currently, a hurricane watch has been issued for Long Island from Fire Island eastward and from Port Jefferson Harbor eastward. It includes New Haven, Connecticut, Sagamore Beach, Massachusetts, including Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, and Block Island. It's supposed to make landfall on Sunday afternoon around 2 o'clock.
Hurricane Henry?
Yes.
F you, Henry.
Can you check Hershey Park, please?
No, you're fine.
And see
if I think you're going to be fine.
Thank you.
Max is on his way in to perform for us. We just heard from his people.
Yes.
He'll be here in a few minutes. So Max will be right here on the stage performing for the... Our pretend audience that isn't here.
Right?
I don't know. You know, what's kind of cool about what we're doing here on the beach at the Jersey Shore, there are people listening to us around the world. We heard from someone in Hong Kong listening to us, someone in Hawaii. Oh. We have people in Europe listening to us, and they don't think it's real. I mean, we're real. We're very real. Who needs a cocktail? Is it too early?
It's too early in life.
All right, let's get... maybe in a couple of years we'll have a cocktail. All right, let's do the horoscopes. You know I hate the horoscopes.
Yes.
We know you do.
And by the way, I wish you were sitting on this stage right now because every time they play music, it makes our gonads vibrate.
And yes, mine specifically.
The sing-along for Olivia Rodrigo's Deja Vu just now, the people were singing, the audience was singing. It was so cool.
That was really a cool moment.
So cool.
It is. All right, who's doing them, Producer Sam?
How about Scotty B while we're still in studio here?
All right, let's go.
All right, if it's your birthday today, you celebrate with Demi Lovato, Andrew Garfield, and Amy Adams. Capricorn, get focused on what is truly concerning you and do not go on skirting the important issues. Your day's a 9.
Aquarius, don't shy away from a difficult situation. Dive headfirst into the good, the bad, and the ugly. Your day's a 7.
Pisces, release yourself from any plans and instead enjoy a day of quiet comfort at home. Your day is an 8.
Aries, focus on your relationships and connect with a close friend to make plans. Your day's a 9.
Taurus, watch out that you're not putting all your eggs in one basket. Your day is a 7.
Gemini, step away from the spotlight and allow yourself some time to clear your mind. Your day's an 8.
Cancer, hone in on your home life and be sure the closest to you are feeling your love and attention. Your day's an 8.
Leo, a productive conversation will have you seeing both sides of an argument. Your day's an 8.
Virgo, stay focused on your to-do list and be at your most productive self. Your day's a 9.
Libra, connect with your emotions and be available to all those who are in need of your honest advice. Your day's a 10.
Scorpio, set boundaries on your private life to reconnect with yourself. Your day is a 10.
And finally, Sagittarius, make firm plans of action and don't go on daydreaming. Your day's a 9. And those are your Friday morning horoscopes.
All right, back to the beach. Danielle.
Yeah.
You want to do a report?
Sure.
What do you have coming up?
The Biebs is about to hit Vegas, and Disney is doing something so cool.
Yeah, Justin Bieber and friends is what he's calling his Las Vegas tour, whatever.
Thank God. I thought it was a terrible show, just for a second.
What?
Friends.
Oh, no, not friends. No. Jennifer Aniston will not be there. No. David Schwimmer.
No.
So I wonder who Justin's friends will be performing with him. In Vegas, I'm hearing that he's going to have a different friend every night.
Oh, I'll tell you some of them next.
Oh, you know?
I know some of them.
Look at you. You're going to make this up, aren't you?
Yes, right. As
that
always.
And more as we are live from Jenkinson's at the beach. Yeah. We're coming right back after this.
Live from the Jersey Shore.
You have no idea. You buy bottles and you hang out with models.
New Jersey's tanned Guido ass.
It's Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Beach Bash.
We talk about Mack Weldon all the time, and there's a reason. We love Mack Weldon. Mack Weldon, insanely comfortable, reinvented men's basics. You just got to go check out the website for yourself. And if you use Elvis as your promo code, you get 20% off your first order. Everything we love to wear every day, on the street or just in the house, Mack Weldon's the way to go. Go to MackWeldon.com/Elvis and use the promo code Elvis for 20% off. That's MackWeldon.com/Elvis. Use the promo code Elvis.
Jersey Shore.
I got some Boone's Farm wine and some Solo cups.
Crazy. What are you, a wise man?
It's Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Beach Bash.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, here we are at Jenkinson's Point Pleasant Beach. Hey, let's hear it for DJ Whatever. Unbelievable.
DJ Whatever.
Thank
Thank you, whatever. Unbelievable. Max is coming up in a few minutes. Okay, so Danielle and I drove down from the city this morning, but Straight Nate and Scary and Gandhi were here last night.
Yes.
And so you're supposed to go to Red Lobster.
I wanted to.
Yes. What happened?
We didn't have any Cheddar Bay biscuits. We were promised them this morning, and I don't have
them. What happened to Red Lobster?
Scary said, oh, I'll drive, right? So we're driving, and then all of a sudden we pass the Red Lobster. He goes, oh, no, there's another place that we'll go to. So
he kidnapped us.
Well, he straight up kidnapped us.
What happened to Red Lobster?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, it's not often that Nate and Gandhi come to the shore, so I'm like, let me lock you in my car, and we're going to drive to Asbury Park, and we're going to get some amazing sushi at a local spot rather than we could go to Red Lobster any day, anywhere in the country. So why not just do that?
Yeah, we could have last night,
but
we didn't.
You wanted it. You're such a douche.
No, I'm not.
You really are a douche.
No,
and,
wait,
and then I heard you tried to take them to some jankety-ass club.
No, I did not.
Yes, you tried.
I tried. And it was not this one. It was nowhere near here. It was in Belmar. But the point is, once you go out for the night at the Jersey Shore, you go out and you go from dinner to a great spot afterwards. I don't understand.
Is that the law here?
Kidnap people.
They wanted
you can't
to go
take
to
people
Elvis. They wanted to go to bed.
Okay.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Do you know what? We had to get up early and do a show today.
They wanted Cheddar Bay biscuits. Like they wanted Cheddar Bay biscuits yesterday.
I woke up at 3 a.m. to drive down here. I cried in the shower. It was so early.
Me too. 3 o'clock.
But we're here. And we have lots to get. We have lots to get to.
These two, by the way, the most embarrassing people to go to dinner with.
Who's
Scary and Nate.
What did they do?
We're sitting down. They call the waitress over, and I kid you not, Scary screams at the top of his lungs, "Why did you seat us in the ugly section?" I'm not kidding.
Okay.
You.
What do you mean the ugly section?
And then he starts yelling, "Take a look around. You put us in the ugly section." I was like, "Can you shut up?"
What do you mean? What is an ugly section?
There's three rooms to the restaurant, and anybody who works in a restaurant, they know they put the pretty people in the front by the window, and then in the third room in the back is where we got sat, and we're looking around us, and I'm like, "Oh my god."
We were not looking around us.
I was looking around.
You were looking around us.
I'm like, they put us in the ugly room.
Did you ever hear of this?
Yes.
Oh.
See?
That's because Elvis always sits in the pretty section.
When you come to my restaurant, you're going to the ugly room.
Thank you.
Wait, I know they do that at talk shows. Like when you walk into the talk show and like you're going to be in the audience,
yes.
They put the pretty people up front.
Right. Can I just clarify too? We were walking to one table and then the waitress saw that we were Scary and then we went right to the back.
Yeah, Nate's
well,
like, it's not
I'm
going
to tell you, everyone here at Jenkinson's is in the pretty room. You guys look awesome.
This is the pretty room.
No, this is the pretty room. Everyone looks great. Everyone looks like tanned and healthy and ready to go.
Yep.
It's a beautiful day at the shore. And there you have it. PC Richard and Son, thank you so much for being a part of our beach bash today. Max is coming up in a few minutes. I think he's out in the parking lot somewhere. If someone wants to go get him, I appreciate it. Danielle, you ready to go?
Yes, let's go.
All right, Danielle, what do you have going on today?
All right, so next year's 57th Academy of Country Music Awards will be live streamed exclusively on Amazon Prime. It'll be the first major award show to do that, which is pretty interesting. So I am loving this. Disney wants to give their theme park animatronics a level of intelligence where they can move, talk, and express emotion on their own.
No.
Wait.
Disney. So they're
the robots.
They're going to start with Young Groot, and they're going to go from there. Right now, there's actually a Spider-Man that they have, and it's this stunt-tronic Spider-Man in California's Avengers campus. It flies through the air. Web-slinging stunts is going on.
It's going to happen. They're going to take over.
Disney is amazing. We freaking love them. I can't. Okay, guys. Kids movies, a lot of things happen. A lot of people die, and it's sad. So they did a little poll about soul-crushing moments from children's movies.
Oh, no.
And it includes the death of Bambi's mom.
Yes.
Simba's dad.
Yep.
Sad.
The ending of Toy Story 3 when Andy gives up his toys.
I laughed.
No! You did not laugh. And then remember when E.T. went home?
I've never seen E.T.
What?
I know.
You've never seen E.T.? You look like E.T.
I know. I get that a lot.
Oh, my gosh. 6,000 fans are expected to be on hand tomorrow for New York's homecoming concert in Central Park. LL Cool J is going to be there. Rob Thomas, Barry Manilow, Carlos Santana. I mean, the list goes on and on. Proof of Vax.
Wait, hold on. You've never seen E.T.?
No. Okay. I told you guys I didn't watch TV until I was like 15 years old, That's so crazy. I missed everything.
That's All right, crazy. I'm sorry. Central Park, proof of vaccination.
Yes,
what
tomorrow.
Else?
Tomorrow. Okay. So I told you yesterday, late in the show, but it's worth repeating because he's wonderful. Ed Sheeran's new album, October 29th, Equals. You know him and his map signs. He said that he has been working on this album since 2017. It's been a long process, and he is so, so proud of this body of work. So that's exciting news. Justin Bieber is giving us his three-day residency in Vegas, October 7th to the 10th. It's called Justin Bieber and Friends, the Vegas Weekend. The Kid Laroi, Jaden Smith, David Guetta, and of course the list goes on and on.
Those are the friends?
Yeah, those are some of the friends.
That's cool.
And here's what we're watching. Stand Up to Cancer tomorrow, the 7th annual telethon. There's a new episode of Ted Lasso on Apple TV+. Paramount Plus gives you Paw Patrol, the movie. We also have Netflix. The Loud House movie. Have you guys ever seen The Loud House?
What's that?
It's a cartoon, but it's so cute. I love The Loud House. All right, that's my Daniel report.
Okay, thanks. Max is coming up right after this.
More coming up from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Beach Bash, live from the Jersey Shore.
You can all go F yourself.
Elvis Duran.
What a whore.
And the Morning Show.
Right now at Wendy's, get a Dave's single plus another great item for just a buck more. It's Wendy's BOGO $1. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be used in a combo or with other offer.
Broadcasting from the Jersey Shore, it's Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Beach Bash.
Wow. It feels like Lollapalooza in here.
I have a question.
What's your question?
Max, where's Emily?
She's at home with the baby.
Leave him alone.
I wish we could bring the baby.
How you doing, Max?
I'm so happy to be here. I'm happy to be home for a little bit.
Something you guys need to know, Max is never in a bad mood,
no.
ever.
I don't know about that, but thank you. I'm always in a good mood when I'm with you guys.
You're the only one.
Beauties, yeah. Only one.
So, I mean, being a dad, you never sleep anymore, do you?
I nap a lot. Yeah, I find I can nap anywhere. I napped on the airport floor. I just look like a little mummy, and I have my whole situation. It's
right.
You learn. You figure it out.
How's it feel to be back in front of crowds again? I know you did Lollapalooza. There was a few people that
Lollapalooza was
hung out there.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. That was insane.
Watching you on stage wearing that bathrobe. It was fabulous.
Yeah, it was spectacular. Yeah, it just felt like I was alive again, which was really amazing.
I know.
I'm sure you guys feel alive again in front of so many people.
The energy of having real people.
Yeah, real people, baby.
It's just... It's so nice.
It's amazing.
So you are back home.
Yeah. I'm so happy to be back. I'm just flying around. It's, you know, life is coming back. It's beautiful.
Good for you.
Thanks,
good for
baby.
You. I love butterflies, by the way.
Thank you.
You know, butterflies, I'm assuming you wrote that for Emily, right?
I did. I wrote it right before we found out we were having our first daughter with Edie, you know. It was really special.
I mean, it's one thing to look into your wife's eyes or your partner's eyes and say, I really, really love you.
Yeah.
When you write a song about them and you tell them in music how much you really, really just don't want to live without them, I mean, it's so relatable.
It's really special, but she still loves it if I just do the dishes. You know, that's more important.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, yeah, this song is nice, but will you just, you know, like, make the bed and
change
do the dishes.
Change the diaper.
Like, exactly. Like, that means almost just as much. But it's still, you know, writing a song is always the most beautiful thing for her.
You know, even though Max came to see us, let's just make this whole interview about Emily.
Let's just make it about, yeah, always. I mean, that's my life now. It's where's your baby?
Is she becoming a citizen?
She is on Monday. Yeah, she is. Yeah, you said, yeah.
Oh,
I'm really excited for her. She's been waiting 14 years to become a citizen. So she swears in. And she does all of it on Monday, which is amazing.
The thing is when you become a U.S. citizen, correct me if I'm wrong, you have to take a test. I mean,
yeah,
they ask you questions about our country that we would never be able to answer.
We've never had two wars in the 1800s, 1900s. I did all the studying with her. It was wild. I bet none of us at this table would know half of it.
Ask us something.
No, dear God.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, two wars in the 1800s, I guess, is one.
Two wars in the 1800s.
War of 1812.
Yep, there you go. That's the one.
You're in.
That's
you're in.
One. I get to be a citizen.
Yes, queen.
The Spanish War...
Civil War.
Civil
there you
War.
Go.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I hope I get
the big
it right.
One. Yeah.
That was a big one, the Civil War.
That was a big one. That happened at some point, yeah.
You know what? We won that in the South.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay. So, Max, talk about not only the energy of the crowd. I mean, the world, you know, we were tamped down for so long.
Yeah.
And now we've been told to spread our wings and fly, even though, you know, the COVID's still going on.
Of course.
But
stay
safe. How is your life different today than 1 year ago?
Well, I got obsessed with reality TV over the pandemic. I watched 23 seasons of The Bachelor, Bachelorette, which I had never seen. Yeah. And then I manifested singing butterflies on The Bachelorette a couple weeks ago, which was crazy. But it was really interesting because I literally had never seen Jersey Shore, any of those shows. So in a strange way, having a baby and getting obsessed with reality TV is what happened from my pandemic, besides Brendan
90 Day Fiancé next.
I watched some of that, too. Yeah. I feel like I missed so much. I, like, watched The Simple Life, an episode of that. I felt like I did a little, like, taste test of all these things that I had missed. So maybe it was, like, a nostalgic moment of, whoa, look at this. I missed this life before, so now I'll know for the future that I won't miss it again, you know?
What about, like, home crafting?
Ooh, home crafting.
You make candles.
I do love the candle thing. Yes. So I do make candles. I love
can't
candles.
Perform, so I'm going to make candles.
Yeah, we did like custom scents. We went in on the candles. It was really
fun.
So
you got a backup plan.
I got a backup plan. I like put them by my bath. I'm like, ooh, I made this candle. It's so much. It smells even sweeter.
Do you love to take baths?
I love baths.
Because, you know, the news of late has been, you know, how people aren't bathing anymore.
That rumor's not true.
You
I bathe all the time.
You don't just soles and holes like a lot of people. What they said. Every day, the soles and holes.
Who said they only wash their soles and holes?
It was like Dax Shepard.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Kristen and Mila.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Either I'm like over bathing, I'm like taking the shower and then the bath, or I'm, yeah, it's or like it's a few days where I'm just, you know, soles and holes.
Yeah,
I
you have to take a shower before you take the bath, or else you're just sitting in your own bra.
Exactly. Exactly.
But when you have a new baby, a lot of times it is just soles and holes for a while.
Yeah.
Me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The thought of bathing a baby's hole just really turns me off. It turns me off.
Yeah, it's a whole new world. I just don't even care. She'll throw up on me, and I'll be like, cool, that happened, and then you move on. It doesn't affect you.
It's the same as when you, not the same, but sort of owning a dog. You don't want to pick up any other dog poop other than your dog's poop, and your dog's poop is fine.
Yeah, it doesn't
so your
matter.
Baby barfs all over. You're like, oh, it's my baby's vomit. Fine.
Totally fine. Totally fine.
But if I vomit on you right now, it'd be somewhat disgusting.
I mean, maybe if it was you, Ellis. I mean, we know each other for a long time.
Okay, out of everyone on the show, who do you want to vomit on you?
Great question. Who do I want? Disgusting.
This one. No, I'll take everybody's at once. One moment.
This got there we interesting.
Go. That go. Hey, you asked. So if we're going there.
You know what? I just kind of woke up and realized where we are. Here we are at Jenkinson's, Point Pleasant Beach, the Jersey Shore. Everyone turn around and look at the beautiful ocean.
It's so beautiful.
I mean, the universe is smiling on us right now, even though Hurricane Henri is on the way.
Yeah. Oh, man. Barreling down.
Yeah, we have a hurricane on the way. You know that, right?
Oh, no. I'm going to get out of here right now.
Jersey Shore is safe. No, it's going to be Long Island.
Okay, cute. Let Long Island handle it.
Yeah. So you're performing for us next. You're going to do a couple of songs?
I'm going to do a couple of songs at your request. Yeah, guys, let's go.
Did you know it was, Max, 2 years ago this weekend, we had Lizzo here.
Crazy.
Right? Who else was here that day?
We had a Walk the Moon.
Walk the Moon. Use your microphone.
Amazing.
Speaking to the microphone.
Walk the Moon.
Walk the Moon was here.
Wow.
Yeah, Lizzo, Walk the Moon.
Wow.
All the superstars hang out at Jenkins.
Let's go. We love Jenkins.
Max is, we're going to take a break. Max is going to do what's called a sound check.
Sound check. Boom.
And then performing for us next. We'll be back right after this.
More coming up from the Jersey Shore. It's Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Beach Bash.
Seems like all people from Jersey do is hump and punch each other.
Scary, can you stop humping my leg like a dog?
Broadcasting from the Jersey Shore.
You want to punch him in the head?
It's Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Beach Bash.
The Beach Bash at Jenkinson's Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Woo! Down the shore.
Loud.
Scary's having his first cocktail of the morning.
This is club soda with lime, Elvis.
Oh. It's that is Tito's with lime. That is.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, coming up in about an hour, Conan Gray is on the stage. And about an hour after that, Shawn Mendes is on the stage. But right now, Max is on the stage.
Yeah, Max.
It's all you. Welcome to the Beach Bash, Max.
Elvis special request. It's an oldie but goodie. It's a song of mine called Lights Down Low.
Oh, I love that. Yes! Thank you, sweet Jesus.
New Jersey.
Wow. Max, what a beautiful day.
You got some real ones. I appreciate you. Thanks for singing with me.
Hey, Max.
I have one more, and then I'll be back later with more songs. But this one's a brand new one I was just talking about. And it's called Butterflies, and it's kind of the sequel. I wrote that last song for my beautiful wife, and we just had our first baby together, which is really special. And so, yeah, this song's about, you know, just staying in love forever. So it's called Butterflies. I hope you enjoy it. If you know it, sing it, but I know it's brand new, so let's do it.
Yeah. Give it up for Max, y'all.
That was amazing.
Wow.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate you.
That was really, truly amazing.
I
Max.
Love it.
Fabulous. That was awesome. Unbelievable. That was great.
Dude, I'm going home to my husband tonight, And I'm going to tell him he needs to write me a song.
Yeah, that's
Bernie.
All.
Hey, Bernie, can you pull
check,
it
check.
There you are.
Check, check. Yeah, cool. That one.
That was amazing.
So oh, nice.
Thank you.
It's nice and early, so just squeeze tight and hope for the best.
I know, but there's something magical about looking out and seeing the ocean, and
beautiful,
and incredible
I
people here.
Beautiful just, faces, beautiful ocean.
It's
beautiful
all
everything.
Good.
I love it.
It's all good. So where do we see you next, Max? Where are you going?
Oh yeah, I'm hitting the road. I'll be in New York, Webster Hall in November and stuff. That's
right.
Nice. I got some tour dates, but I'm working on a new album, so I hope people like it. Butterflies is on it and stuff. It's nice.
Great.
You'll see me on the gram changing diapers, doing the music.
All right.
My life, baby, let's go.
Who wants Max to change their diaper? Anyone?
Oh, wow.
Do you got any babies in the audience?
Yes, you do.
Let's go.
Well, thank you for being here
thank
today.
Thank you guys.
It's
so
such
much.
An honor to have you. Max, everyone.
Thank you guys.
We're back from Jenkinson's after this.
More coming up from the Jersey Shore.
Bring us food.
I got a baguette in my pants 24/7.
It's Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Beach Bash. Live from the Jersey Shore. It's Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Beach Bash.
It is. Woo! Thanks to H&M. Trend styles for every age and budget.
I love H&M.
Oh, it's one of my favorite places in the world.
I do too. Okay, so let me get this straight. What are we doing? Conan Gray coming up.
Yeah!
Exactly. In about 30 minutes. And Shawn Mendes, not far after that. All right, here's the deal. When we originally signed Shawn Mendes up to join us, he was not going to perform.
Right.
And he was going to stop by, say hi, then he was going to, like, hit the road, right? Now I'm hearing that if we put a guitar on the stage next to him...
That's good.
He won't be able to control himself.
Oh, we bait him.
So we're going to bait him with a guitar.
Let's do it.
So there is a chance he may sing. But if he doesn't, please don't throw stuff at the stage.
You know what? He can just stand here and they will be happy. Right?
No, he needs to sing.
I'm just saying.
Summer of Love. It's my new favorite song. So anyway, Shawn Mendes on the way as well. So here it is, the weekend at the Jersey Shore. We're at Jenkinson's Point Pleasant Beach.
Yep.
I smell something. Someone's cooking something. Is that shrimp? Is
fried shrimp?
Did they open up the shrimp box?
I hope the French fries are coming.
I think the fryolator is up in the back.
Yeah.
I could smell it. That grease.
Hey, am I the only one who, if I'm texting with someone and I'm just totally bored with it, I just give them an LOL and turn my phone off?
Oh, turn it off. That's so dramatic.
Well, I know. It's just, if I like give you like three sentences on a text message, the reason I bring this up is it just happened to me with a friend.
Oh.
I was like, hey, we're at the shore. If you want to meet later for dinner, blah, blah, blah. And I get a K.
Oh.
Okay. I deserve more than
that,
K.
That's them ending the conversation.
Yeah. That means they don't want to come and meet you
all right.
for dinner. K is aggressive. It's an aggressive thing to
do. What do you guys want to do later? I have no date.
We need to go get those Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits that Scary scammed us out of yesterday.
We need to get you a beach house.
Yeah. Or that.
Yeah. There is that. Where's Froggy? Is Froggy with us?
Yeah, he's here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, there you are. How's everything in Jacksonville right now? You doing okay down there?
All good. Going to be nice, hot, and sunny today.
I miss having Froggy sitting next to me because smacking him the whole time.
I know. So you could just hit me the whole time. I go home with bruises.
I miss that.
You just smack Nate. Nate's right there. Yeah.
Poor Nate.
So Nate has a fiber issue.
What are we talking about this?
He did it at dinner yesterday. He made dinner so weird yesterday.
What did he do?
So we get water. First he's like, can I get water with no ice? Okay, fine. She brings out water with no ice, and he busts a baggie out of his pocket and starts shaking it and says, you want to get down on some psyllium husk with me? I have a fiber issue. Dumps it into his water and then chug the water.
Yeah.
You can't. This is how I know I'm officially getting old, because I have to drink my fiber. And if you don't drink it fast enough, it turns into like jelly. So you got to chug it.
Dude, you're disgusting.
But psyllium husk looks like sand. It looks like sand.
Do you know what's happening right now?
Dirt.
All the account executives that work for us are like, dude, get Nate the Fiber One account now.
Oh, Fiber One's no good. You got to go to the hardcore colon cleanse.
And then this potion that he concocted at dinner, it got all clumpy and gross on the glass, and then he stirred it with chopsticks, so then a disgusting glass with this gunk is sitting on our table. He summons the waitress over, and he's like, can you take that as far away from me as possible? I hate
that's what happens.
Both.
That's what happens when you get
all right. All right. This is like the most boring conversation
ever.
I agree. We'll move on to something else.
Man.
Okay, so I hope someone has questions
for Conan Gray when he's up here. Oh. Any Conan Gray fans? Who's standing? The thing about Conan Gray, I know he's not here yet, he's just not that attractive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's
just, oh my God, she's shooting you those laser eyes, Elvis.
You know I'm full of crap.
You did not just say that about Conan Gray.
I'm kidding. And then Shawn Mendes, it's like...
Oh, we are in the ugly room.
Have you noticed? Hear me out. Every time you look at Shawn Mendes, his Instagram pages and stuff, he doesn't have a shirt on.
Right. He's very proud of what he's doing.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen Shawn Mendes' nipples more than anyone,
That's true.
Camila.
Do you know that Shawn Mendes and Camila gave me the biggest compliment I've ever had? We were backstage at one of our Jingle Ball shows, and I had on like a tank top, and both of them said, "You have the nicest underarms. You have such nice armpits." I'm like, really? It was the weirdest compliment, but I'll take it.
Show us.
They're kind of weird like that.
Oh, they are nice.
Anyway, busy day at Jenkinson's. We have to get into the three things we need to know from Gandhi. We got a phone tap coming up. You're first, Gandhi. What is going on right now?
A massive U.S. Navy transport ship is on its way to Haiti to help provide relief after last weekend's enormous earthquake. The ship is scheduled to reach by Sunday, carrying a fleet surgical team, 200 Marines, 2 helicopters, and a landing craft. The U.S. Southern Command delivered a field surgical hospital Thursday to the southern city of Lakai, and the Pentagon expects to set 4 field hospitals up next week. The quake last Saturday has killed more than 2,200 people and left more than 12,000 injured. We've told you over 30,000 people are homeless. Lots of kids without food, water, shelter. If you can donate, UNICEF.org is the way to do it.
Okay.
Tropical storm Henri is headed to the northeast and is expected to be a hurricane when he gets there. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is likely to be a hurricane by Saturday. Meanwhile, hurricane watches and storm surge watches are out for Long Island and coastal areas of Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts.
So bougie.
Hurricane Henri.
And, of course, Froggy gave it to Florida Spin and called him Henry.
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 He was on his way. Henry. Yeah. Areas in the storm's path include the north and south shores of Long Island, Fire Island, New Haven, Martha's Vineyard, and Block Island. So if you are in those areas, get ready. And finally, you know I love these strange stories about animals. Well, how about this? Aggressive cows have forced the closure of popular beaches in France.
Oh.
What? On the island of Corsica, there's apparently a cow population of over 15,000, and some of them have become increasingly problematic. People have reported cattle shaking them down and staking their claim on the beaches. Beachgoers have gotten gored. They've been sent to the hospital. One man was even gouged in the neck by an ornery cow.
Oh, my gosh.
In another instance, cows actually chased a group of tourists down one of the area's busiest roads. So beware of the aggressive cows if you are in France. And those are your three things.
Excellent. Your phone tap. Here we go.
Don't answer the phone.
Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
Scary, it's your phone tap. Tell me all about it.
So Joe wants to play a phone tap on her summer housemate, Nikki. They rented a beach house through a realtor under Nikki's name and have gotten several noise complaints and tickets from the town for drinking in the street. So I'm going to pretend to be the actual owner of the house in a bit, and I'm going to mess with Nikki. But first, Joe starts the call.
All right, let's listen in to Scary's phone tap. Here we go.
Hello? Hey, what's up?
Hi, what's going on?
So I've been getting these calls from Alan. Do you know Alan?
No. Who's that?
The owner of the house.
Okay. What does
he
want?
He's saying that, like, we're throwing too many parties and we're, like, too loud. And
of course we're throwing parties. It's a beach house.
He's saying we're going to get kicked out and stuff.
Are you kidding me? What the hell is he saying?
Remember the guy you brought over who was, like, peeing off the balcony?
Like, I can't control the people that are going to be there. That is what happens on the shore. That's stupid.
You already got 3 tickets from the rent-a-cop.
Yes, though. Like, those are not even real cops, okay? They're scammed by the city so they can make back some money. They're just, like, right around their scooters. They don't have guns. We're not going to get in trouble, okay? We're just paying the town a few dollars. Fine.
Well, listen, it's not just the rent-a-cops, too. The neighbors have been complaining about us. Garbage that's spilling up because nobody cleans.
Okay, well, I don't give a shit about the neighbors because they knew what they were getting into when they bought the houses around us. It's a beach town, and there would not be a town if we didn't rent there in the summer.
Oh my God, Nikki, he's calling me again. Like, again.
No, don't answer it. No.
Well, hang on, I'm going to put him through on the line because I just want him to calling me. Hang on.
I'm going to kill you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Alan, I have Nikki on the phone also. She's the one that's on the contract.
Oh, you're on the lease. That's you.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how are you? I'm the owner of the house.
Okay, hi.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm kind of like, why are you calling my roommate? I'm like, what's going on?
Like, what's going on? Like, what kind of brothel are you running over there?
Excuse me? A brothel?
I'm hearing things from the neighbors on either side of me that you got 15, 20 people in the house at a time.
Yeah, we're having parties because it's a beach house and it's the summer.
First of all, you're playing beer pong and flip cup.
Yeah,
and it's going over the property lines. The second you step foot on a sidewalk, you're putting yourselves in jeopardy and you're putting my property in jeopardy.
You wouldn't be able to even afford this house if we weren't renting it from you this summer, okay? I know you only have this house. You can, like, have, like, affairs on your wife or something. So don't be, like, talking to me about what goes on in this house because I know what you do, okay?
And I know what you do, too. And somebody threw a bottle of Fireball down the sidewalk last weekend. Who was that?
I don't know.
Who tipped over my barbecue?
How do you even know about that? Like, what, are you spying on us? Like,
well, that's it. You're done. You're out. You're, all of you are out.
You can't.
Don't come back.
No. You can't do that. I will get a lawyer. I swear to God.
There is no lawyer. It's my house. I own it.
Yeah, you signed a contract giving it over to me for the summer. Is that correct?
I did, but contracts are made to be broken, just like bottles of Fireball on the sidewalk.
Bullshit.
Oh, yeah? Okay, I'll tell you what's bullshit. The fact that you decided to section off the three bedrooms and make it seven bedrooms.
We took down those walls, so that's not even an issue anymore.
Oh, no? Guess what? I'm standing in the house right now, and the walls are still up.
Right now, you're trespassing, okay?
No, I'm walking through the living room right now. I'm going to see what's over here.
Get the out. I swear to God, I'm going to call the cops right now.
Oh, marijuana. Oh, you guys like to smoke the wacky tobacco, huh?
Get the
Let me take some pictures here. Exhibit A.
You got food and that's mine. You know what? I'm going to call them right now and tell them it's yours.
Let me see what else you have.
So, someone standing in your house with marijuana, you're going to get trouble, okay?
Okay, hold on a second. Which bedroom is yours? Let me find out here.
I'm not going to tell you, you sicko.
Oh, Lululemon yoga pants. Good taste.
Get the out of my room!
Oh, here's a drawer of condoms.
Get the out of my drawer, you
I'm building a case. I hope you just enjoyed being phone tapped. Nikki!
Are you kidding me?
This is Scary Jules from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Oh, I'm invested you!
I'm so sorry, but that was hilarious.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. Broadcasting from the Jersey Shore.
I got some Boone's Farm wine and some Soto cups.
What are you, a wise ass?
It's Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Beach Bash.
Here we are at Jenkinson's Point Pleasant Beach. Everyone's dancing around, playing with their H&M fans. Hey, thank you, H&M, for being part of the party. Danielle.
Yes.
You want to do your report?
Let's go.
All right. By the way, we are, I think, 10 minutes away from another guest.
Nice.
Conan Gray is on the way. He's performing, everything. It's going to be big. Let's clean this mess up.
I know.
All right, Danielle, what do you
have going on? All right, so Britney Spears is being investigated for allegedly battering one of her housekeepers. The incident happened on Monday after the woman took one of the dogs to the vet. She and Britney got into this altercation. Britney allegedly slapped the phone out of the housekeeper's hands. The housekeeper decided to file a report at the sheriff's station, and the police tried to talk to her. Britney refused, so it is ongoing right now. Yeah, keep you posted on that one.
I got in trouble for every phone I smacked out of someone's hand.
Are you a phone smacker?
I've done it before. Yeah. I want to do the scary right now.
If you were at my house the other you should have been at my house the other day when I got so angry at my little kid, I took his phone and I threw it on the ground. He's like, Mom, when that breaks, Daddy's going to be mad at you. All right, let's talk about A-Rod. He gave J-Lo that red Porsche 911 GTS while they were still engaged. It looks like he took the ride back.
I know. He gave J-Lo that beautiful red Porsche, right? And now he has it back.
Yeah, he posted with it in an Instagram post, so it looks like it came back to him. I don't know.
Maybe she gave it back and was like, forget it.
I don't. She doesn't want anything to do with him anymore. No. Camila Cabello does not.
Hey, can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
How can you be in love with someone and be like with them 24 hours a day and move in with them, and then you just don't talk to them anymore?
I don't get it.
They cheat on you, and then you're like, bye.
Yeah, but
you don't know that he cheated on her.
Oh, dude. I'm a
not saying anything. I'm moving
okay.
on.
No, no, no. No, how do you know that he cheated on her?
I really don't, but as a Yankee fan, the Yankee fans have a love-hate relationship with A-Rod.
This has nothing to do with their relationship.
Okay. I read the tabloids.
Yeah.
I know it's true.
I believe it all.
Lies.
All right, let's talk about Camila Cabello. She does not let the paparazzi dictate what she wears. She goes, I do not care if there's cameras, if they're going to post these pictures of me. It does not matter. What I want to wear is what I want to wear, and I love it. Eternals, the trailer is out. November 5th is when we get the movies. It's going to pick up where the Avengers Endgame left off, so that's exciting. And did you guys see this? So Messi did a very emotional farewell speech when he left the Barcelona Football Club. Yeah. I know you guys don't follow soccer here on the show.
I love
but
him.
What happened was is he wanted to stay with Barcelona. He's been with them since he was a kid. They couldn't afford him because they spent too much money. He offered a 50% pay cut. He said, if you keep me, I'll take 50% less money. They still said they couldn't afford him. So he left. So he cried, of course, at the farewell press conference. The tissue that he used to dab his eyes is on sale for $1 million. Because people figure it's DNA. It's Messi's DNA. You get Messi DNA, you know, you get a kid, you clone the kid. I don't know.
That's my favorite rapper.
Can you do that?
Messi DNA.
Messi DNA. Here's what we're watching. Stand Up to Cancer, the 7th annual telethon is going down tomorrow. You've also got a new episode of Ted Lasso on Apple TV+. Paramount Plus gives you, what the heck did I even write here? Oh, Paw Patrol. Paw Patrol, the movie. Netflix, the Loud House movie. I love the Loud House. And Secret Celebrity Renovation is actually Paula Abdul this weekend. And that's my Danielle report.
Thank you, Danielle. All right, so Conan Gray is up next in the Mercedes-Benz interview stage. That's happening right after this. We'll be right back.
Live from the Jersey Shore.
You have no idea. You buy bottles and you hang out with models.
New Jersey's tanned Guido ass.
It's Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Beach Bash.
Getting up early, it's tough enough, right? But it's way harder if you struggle to fall asleep when you hit the bed. Thankfully, there's new ZQL Pure Z's Restorative Herbal Sleep, a drug-free and melatonin-free way to get better restorative sleep. Sleep this good, feel this good.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen, very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection in on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, you can pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into the vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When the Taliban banned music in Afghanistan, millions were plunged into silence. Radios were smashed, cassettes burned. You could be beaten or jailed or killed for breaking the rules. And yet, Afghans did it anyway. This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
the joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess what, Bango?
What's that, Will?
So iHeart is giving us a whole minute to promote our podcast, Part-Time Genius.
I know. That's why I spent my whole week composing a haiku for the occasion. It's about my emotional journey in podcasting over the last 7 years, and it's called Earthquake House.
Mango, I'm going to cut you off right there. Why don't we just tell people about our show instead?
Yeah, that's a better idea. So every week on Part-Time Genius, we feed our curiosity by answering the world's most important questions. Things like, when did America start dialing 911? Is William Shatner's best acting work in Esperanto? Also, what happened to Esperanto?
Plus, we cover questions like how Chinese is your Chinese food? How do dollar stores stay in business? And of course, is there an Illuminati of cheese?
There absolutely is, and we are risking our lives by talking about it. But if you love mind-blowing facts, incredible history, and really bad jokes, make your brains happy and tune in to Part-Time Genius.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
It's so beautiful, right? Look at this.
Elvis?
Elvis Duran.
I love the smell of his farts. Is that weird?
Broadcasting from the Jersey Shore.
That's why we're drunk around the clock.
Go yourself.
Yeah, that's what these people do. That's why I'm saying this show should not be on the air.
It's Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Beach Bash.
Here we are in Jenkinson's Point, Pleasant Beach at the Jersey Shore. You know, I have to say thank you. Thank you guys for coming out this early in the morning. I mean, it's either Jenkinson's or your head on a pillow. Which one do you want? I think we're doing okay.
Yeah.
You know, we're about an hour away from Shawn Mendes coming by. I'm very excited about that. And coming up now, Conan Gray is here, as you saw a second ago.
That hair, though. Can we talk about that hair?
It's incredible hair. Oof. But what an incredible musician. A great story. You know, he's friends with some of our favorite artists.
Yeah.
He just moved to New York City, so he's getting used to that mess. And here he is. Please welcome Conan Gray. Hey, Conan. Hi, buddy. Thank you for coming out today. Have a seat. Relax. So you're from Georgetown, Texas?
I am. I'm from Georgetown, Texas. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh. No? Okay.
Yeah, I'm from McKinney, Texas.
You're from Texas?
Yeah. So I know what it's like being a Texas boy moving to New York City.
Yeah.
It's a little thrilling.
It's a little interesting, overwhelming.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Did you and they that like out? They all want to know what you're doing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's cool.
You know what? The thing about people in New York City is it's a museum of people. I mean, you're just watching people is my favorite thing to do. Yeah. So how has life been for you since you've had to adjust to moving from palm trees on the West Coast to no palm trees on the
Cement.
East Coast.
Cement.
Right.
Cement.
Well, the first week I was here, it just poured rain the entire time.
Yeah.
And I was like, why am I here? Like, what's going on? I remember distinctly the first day, I was really hungry, and I was like, nowhere I could find to eat. So I was like eating a bagel at 2 a.m. in the pouring rain.
That's so emo.
It was really, it was special, to be honest. It was special.
The thing about New York, it's such a dirty place. They say when it rains, it makes its own gravy.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Totally.
Yeah, there's kind of like no point in like showering. You're just going to get dirty the next day anyways. So,
And we promise the garbage isn't, oh, well, like, is it always there?
I guess it's always there.
That's a special ambiance. It's the special scent.
I will tell you,
you're
though,
right,
great days are ahead for you, Conan, because, I mean, New York isn't quite where it typically is. As you know, we have the world events happening.
Yeah.
You have a great New York ahead of you, so be prepared.
Thank you very much.
You're going to be okay. Let's talk about your friends. Lorde, she has new music out today.
She does.
Have you heard it?
I haven't listened yet because I want to listen all the way through.
Right.
And I've only slept 2 hours, so I'm just like, I need to be in clear mind when I listen to it, you know?
Okay.
2 hours? What were you doing?
You don't need to know.
Oh, I like it.
Which means we do need to know.
Exactly.
Sitting around.
I would tell you, I know you've been here for like 30 minutes. Well, I don't know what time you got here, but our friends here at Jenkinson's, they've been here since like 1 o'clock this morning.
Wait, there's a couple of people who have been here since last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of people from
since last night?
Yeah, there's a couple. Yeah.
Those are the ones that smell. But you smell like a beach. Fine. It's okay. It's okay. So performing in front of a crowd. I mean, are you a stranger to that these days? I mean, a lot of people are just now starting to hit stages and perform for real people.
Yeah. Well, this is crazy because my debut album came out the week that we went into lockdown. And so I've actually not sung any of the songs in front of a crowd ever. So this is my first time ever singing them.
That's exciting. That's so cool.
It's like being on a high wire without a net.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. So if I mess up, no, I didn't.
You know what? You know what I love? Chris Martin from Coldplay, by the way. He messes up all the time, and it makes it better. I mean, he becomes real. I think he messes up on purpose. Yeah. And he'll start a song over, and it makes you love him even more. So feel free. Totally right. F it up. It's all good.
All right.
So Conan is going to do a couple songs that, well, are his. And then there's some freaky other song. You're covering someone else's song today.
Right.
We don't know what it is. Don't tell us. Not listening. No. All right. So are you ready to perform?
Yeah,
perform
I first? Am.
All right.
Let's do this.
All right. This is such an honor to have Conan Gray. Of course, people watching is my jam. I don't know if he's going to do that. We don't know what he's doing. It's a big mystery.
But we do know he has fabulous hair.
He really does.
It is standing up to the humidity, and I don't know how.
Do you see his skin?
Yeah.
Perfect skin.
Saw it all.
I'm glad you guys are talking about the important things.
Yes.
Hair and skin.
Yes.
But we're girls. Come on.
The crowd is getting very, very...
Take the what?
Take it.
Oh, take the hat, they're saying.
All right.
Oh, there's someone giving him a hat.
No, look, we're going to have a performance here.
Right.
A pink cowboy hat. All right.
There we go, yeah.
This is the lovely thing about live performances. We take our time. The beautiful ocean is staring at us. It's a lovely day for some Conan Gray.
All right, so this first song is a song of mine called People Watching. If you're in love in this crowd, this song is not for you.
Conan Gray, his first performance in a long time. How do you think he did?
Fabulous.
Yeah. I don't know. You
awesome.
Haven't performed in front of a crowd in a while. How do you think you did?
You know what was so cool to watch? The emotion on the people singing your lyrics back to you. Like, there's one girl over there. She was feeling every single word that you were singing. It was so cool to watch that.
I mean, it's a great crowd to be in front of. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no. Thanks for being had. Thank you for coming out. And it's such an honor to have you performing right here in front of the Atlantic Ocean and us and everything. And welcome back to the world of fans and in the audience. It's pretty cool.
Thank you very much. Thank
Conan
you.
Conan Gray, of course, with us at Jenkinson's Point Pleasant Beach. Thank you for coming in. It's here for Conan Gray. We'll take a break. We're back after this.
More coming up from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Beach Bash, live from the Jersey Shore.
You can all go F yourself.
Elvis Duran.
What a whore.
And the Morning Show.
Hey, it's Gary Jones. State Farm is the real deal when it comes to car and home insurance. They offer personalized service and an award-winning, easy-to-use mobile app. Just part of what makes their rates so surprisingly great. So when you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Broadcasting from the Jersey Shore, it's Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Beach Bash.
As we speak, Shawn Mendes is upstairs getting ready to come downstairs. He may perform. We brought a guitar out, and as you know, he's powerless if there's a guitar on the stage.
Right.
Thank you to Lincoln Tech, training America's workforce for 75 years. Put your potential to work at Lincoln Tech. Lincoln Tech, one of the reasons we're here today. We appreciate them.
We love them.
our partners. So, Danielle, you're at the Jersey Shore. Yes. What are you feeling?
Well, you know that at this time of year, I want my pumpkin chai latte.
You stop it.
Because of Halloween, but...
Summer's not over.
I know. I do love the Jersey Shore. It's my second home. I mean, give me taffy and fudge and a Ferris wheel and the boardwalk, and I'm just so happy. So I love being down here.
Yeah. What about you, Gandhi?
Love it. The sunrise this morning, I don't know if all of you guys got to see it, but it was incredible. One of the prettiest sunrises I think I've ever seen. And the air out here, the smell of it, the way it feels on your skin, this is my favorite part of summer. What it's doing to our hair, not fabulous. But aside from that, pretty good.
All right.
Love it.
Hey, what else is on your mind? Let's go around the room. We'll start with you. Scary. Push the around the room.
I got to get our around the room music.
Stop drinking the alcohol, Scary.
I'm sorry about
Scary
that.
Scary has had three drinks.
Already? And it's right next to the equipment. It's making me so nervous.
Apologize.
Be careful.
All right, Scary, what's on your mind today?
Well, first of all, Danielle, I just want to say, I do believe in the power of those Instagram ads. I was wrong. I told you I bought you that green garden snake, the electronic garden snake for your cats.
Yes.
4 months ago.
Fred and Diggy.
Yes. Well, 4 months later, it finally arrived at your house yesterday.
Yes.
But not as advertised. All the cats in the ad are like playing with the green garden snake, or they're all like jumping up and down. What did your cats do when they met it?
I got to admit, my cat was a little scared of it at first. And then he started swatting it. But he wasn't going nuts.
Right.
He did like it. I posted it on my Instagram. But he wasn't going nuts. Yeah. Maybe he's got to get used to the snake first.
Yeah. Fake advertising.
So cute.
Fake advertising.
So cute.
That's all I wanted to say.
It's a cute snake, though. It works really well. Yeah. Thank you, Scary.
Cats don't like snakes. Yeah. I could have told you that. Hey, back in the studio, producer Sam, what are you thinking today?
Oh, you guys, I'm thinking I'm finally, like, actually getting mentally old. And I'm ready for it. I don't hate this. But my family's coming up to celebrate my birthday this weekend, which I'm very excited about. And they're like, what do you want to do? I'm like, the closest thing to nothing that you can imagine, that's 100% what I want to do. I don't want to get crazy. I don't want to go out. And if we go to a restaurant, I don't want you people to sing with me. I just want some hot water and lemon and honey. That's where I am in my life.
Oh, my God.
That's how I want to celebrate.
You've become a nana.
I am such a nana. I think I just got to embrace it, you guys. Like, really.
Well, thank you, Grandma. Lots of fun.
I'm here for you, babies.
What's up with you, Straight Nate?
Okay, so here's a tip for anybody that goes out to dinner with friends. We did it last night, and I thought it was extremely successful.
And by the way, you did not go to Red Lobster as originally planned.
Unfortunately, I'm blaming Scary for that one. However, while we were at dinner, the first person up to go to the bathroom always say it's their birthday, and for the waitress and the staff to make a huge deal about it. Brittany, that was dining with us, went to the bathroom, and we said, hey, it's her birthday, make a big stink.
Oh, geez.
So then they come out singing a song. They've got the
sparklers.
The
big, Scary loved it.
And she's like, what the hell is going on?
That's funny.
Yeah. So that's a little tip when you go out to dinner with your friends or family. When somebody leaves for the bathroom, it's their birthday. Yeah.
Very good idea. So they had a lot of fun in the ugly room at the restaurant.
We did.
Hey, Froggy, what are you thinking about today?
You know, I don't quite understand why if somebody else did the things to us that our animals did to us, we would be so upset. My dogs woke me up in the middle of the night last night. They also woke Lisa up. But when we woke up this morning, we're not mad. I'm hugging on them, loving them, telling them they're the best dogs ever. And I'm like, wait a second. If a human woke me up in the middle of the night, I'd want to shoot them.
Yep,
but I'm like, we just cut our dogs slack. Elvis, I know your dogs wake you up all the time in the middle of the night.
Like, you know what? If a human crapped on the floor, you'd have a problem with it.
Right.
If
right.
dogs poop on the floor, you're totally cool with it.
And how about
I'm like,
all right,
cool, I'll pick that up.
Butt.
Yeah, no butt sniffing. I agree. Dogs can do no wrong. Hey, what's up, Danielle?
When Alec Baldwin was on with us, I fell in love with him. I just love him. So then I fell in love with his wife, Hilaria. So she's now following me on Instagram, and she's commenting on some of my little posts. So I'm this close to getting an invite to dinner
at
the Baldwin's house.
Yes.
I'm just letting you know, this is my new goal, to hang out with the Baldwins and get an invite to their house. So shout out to the Baldwins. Love you.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yes, come on.
Let us know when that
happens.
Come on,
Alec, invite me over.
Hey, Gandhi, what are you thinking?
I think I witnessed history last night at dinner as well. We had a really good time. You know how Scary always orders like 7 appetizers?
Mm-hmm.
He ordered 5, and after the waitress was done and she read our order back, he actually canceled one.
What?
Sent one back.
You only ordered 4 appetizers?
Yeah, it was too much food. At the end of the day, it was too much food for 4 of us. I calculated it in my head.
That is so unlike you.
Yeah, I had to pull back on one.
It was insane. I was like, are you okay? You feeling all right?
I want to be able to button my shirt today.
Oh, okay.
What did you, well, maybe you should have cut back on 2. which appetizer did you send back?
The fried calamari. You have fried calamari anytime, anywhere.
All right.
It was great, though.
It was good, though.
Hey, can I do it around the room?
Yeah, Elvis, it's all you.
Don't you hate when you get something in your head, a song in your head, you can't get it out of your head?
Oh, here we go.
this to us
I got
again?
A song in my head.
Oh, you got a song in your head?
No. Yes, I do.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. The song's in my head.
The song. It's stuck in my head. It's stuck in my head. Get it out.
I cannot stop thinking about Friday.
Because it's Friday.
I love this song. Can we just turn this up really loud so Jenkinsons can get off on it? Welcome to Friday. Shawn Mendes is on the way. Hey, there you go.
Okay. Dude, that was so
warming
cool.
Warming you up for Shawn Mendes, who will be on in about 30 minutes.
Woo.
That sounds like a good idea. Let's get into the three things we need to know. Have you done
Alrighty.
Three things? We have not. Let's do okay. three things. We got to play some match game coming up in a couple of seconds.
Oh, okay.
It's going to get dirty. All right, Gandhi, you're up. What's going on?
Another 3,000 people are on their way out of Afghanistan. They were flown out yesterday with 3,000 more said to be ready to go. The State Department expected 20 evacuation flights to take off overnight, but the Taliban is reportedly making it harder for Americans and Afghans to flee by closing the main road to the airport. A UN report reports that fighters are also going door to door to find anybody who worked with the U.S. and NATO forces, despite the Taliban's claim that they would pardon anyone who worked with the two. Being an unruly passenger on an airplane is about to come with a cost. The FAA is proposing more than $500,000 in fines against almost three dozen passengers.
Good.
I know. I agree with this. Most of the fines are for passengers not wearing a mask. Now, keep in mind, that policy is mandated by the federal government while anybody is on an airplane. So far, the FAA has hit 34 passengers with fines totaling that $500,000, which brings the total this year to over $1 million. In a typical year, between 100 and 150 cases of this happen. So far this year, we're at 3,900 cases of unruly passengers. So, to curb the problem, they're going to make you pay.
Good.
I know. All these unruly passengers are also why we can't drink alcohol on some of these flights anymore either. American Airlines and Southwest have made it not possible to do thanks to these non-mask wearers. And finally, this is fairly shocking, but the website OnlyFans just announced that they're going to ban all pornographic content.
What?
What are we going to do with our accounts now?
I'm going to have to find a job.
Yeah. Why would you even go there then? So, it's a good question, Danielle, and I'm glad you asked. They say it's because they still haven't found any investors. So what they're going to do is still allow nudity, but if there's actually like the performance of a sexual act, no longer. After October 1st, will you be able to see that or do that on OnlyFans?
Where do we go?
I don't know. I guess Instagram Live till you get kicked off of that. I'm not sure. Or Z100.com. Those are your three things.
Thank you, Gandhi. All right, let's take a break. Yeah, let's play match game next. You want to? All right, we're back after this.
More coming up from the Jersey Shore. It's Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Beach Bash.
So many things in life you like to pick out for yourself. You know what kind of steak you want, mattresses, bottles of wine, everything. What if you could do the same thing for hiring for your company? You choose your ideal candidate before they even apply. That's where ZipRecruiter's Invite to Apply comes in. It gives you the power to pick your favorites from all the top candidates. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Elvis. So how does Invite to Apply work? When you post a job on ZipRecruiter, they send you the most qualified people for your job, and then you review the candidates, invite your top choices to apply for the job. And according to ZipRecruiter internal data, jobs where employers use ZipRecruiter's Invite to Apply get, on average, 2.5 times more candidates, and it helps them hire faster. See it for yourself. Use this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Elvis, and try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Elvis. It's the smartest way to hire.
Pumping my leg like a dog.
Broadcasting from the Jersey Shore.
You want to punch him in the head?
It's Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Beach Bash.
Here we are, Jenkinson, Point Pleasant. Shawn Mendes in about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, there's a guitar on the stage. He may find himself helpless.
Yep.
I hope he sings to us. Hey, Tattoo Bob is here. Hi, Tattoo Bob.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Now, oh, there he is.
Tattoo Bob is the best artist in the world. You can check him out at Tattoo Bob TV on Instagram.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
We love you, Tattoo Bob. Have you drawn anyone today or just mesmerized by our show?
I can't. Not yet, but I'm looking forward to it. I got my markers and pencils, so I'm ready. Just hit me up, and I'll definitely draw a few people.
Hell yeah.
If you want Tattooed Bob to draw you, you should get over there. He's the best. He's pretty cool. We love you, Tattooed Bob. Thanks for coming out today. Hey, I want to play Match Game.
All right.
Oh,
it's time to match the stars.
I love this.
We do. We have a very special Jersey Shore version of the Match Game.
Oh, yeah.
Froggy, ready to write?
Oh, I'm ready.
Well, it's the end of summer Match Game. We have two contestants. From Connecticut, we have Joe D. Say hi to Joe D.
Hi, good morning.
Hello,
good morning.
Joe D.
You drove all the way in from Connecticut?
Yeah, I took the boat.
Okay, all right. And our friend from Long Island, Danielle DeLillo.
Oh, yeah.
Look at all her fans. She's got fans out here.
They all came out for me today. I got
Of course they did. We'll start with you, Danielle.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read a sentence. I'm going to leave a blank in the middle of it. Okay. Don't give us your answer quite yet. The stars.
Don't cheat yet, Danielle. Don't you cheat.
Okay, ready? Stupid Stanley is so stupid.
How stupid is he?
He's so stupid, when he went swimming at the Jersey Shore, he was surrounded by sharks because he had blank in his pocket. All right. Write down your answers. Stanley, really stupid. The sharks loved him at the Jersey Shore because he's swimming around with blank in his pocket. All right. Let's see how we do. You guys ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, Danielle DeLillo.
Yeah. You want to hear my answer?
Stupid Stanley is stupid. Sharks at the Jersey Shore because he's swimming with blank in his pocket.
He's swimming with squid in his pocket.
Squid.
Hey, squid. Yo, damn it, DeLillo.
How you doing? All right, Gandhi.
Yeah.
Stanley is stupid. Sharks love him at the Jersey Shore because he's swimming with blank in his pocket.
It's the Jersey Shore. I said Italian sausage.
He's got Italian sausage in his pocket.
That's good.
Not a match. No. Hey, Froggy.
Yeah.
The Sharks love stupid Stanley because he's swimming around with what in his pocket at the Jersey Shore?
He's got the big brajol in his pocket.
Oh, yeah, Froggy. At least we match each other.
And he drew a picture.
All right. What about you, Scary?
Oh.
Stanley, we're looking for... What are we looking for?
Squid.
Squid.
Squid. Stanley is swimming with blank in his pocket. What do you have?
Chum.
Chum.
Oh.
Could squid be chum?
No.
It's not?
Nah.
Chum? No.
Okay. No.
I was hoping.
That's chum.
Danielle, we're looking for squid. What did you have?
I, too, have chum.
Chum. No one knows what chum is.
You're a fisher person. You
yeah, do. There's a fisherman around here. Right. They know what chum is.
We're looking... Do you guys know what chum is? Okay.
See? Illegal to chum the sharks, by the way.
Okay, by the way, we're looking for squid. Straight Nate. Stanley is so stupid, he's swimming around with blank in his pocket.
Jersey Shore, he's got some gabagool in his pocket.
Is that squid?
No.
All right, we have no matches.
Sorry, Daniel.
All right, we'll go to Joe D. from Connecticut. Hey, Joe D.
Oh.
Are you ready
to
go?
Doesn't know how to turn a mic on. Sorry.
Right.
A new question.
Joey's Jersey Shore rental was so jankety.
How jankety was it?
When he pulled back the sheets to go to sleep, he found a blank in his bed. All right. Joey's
I'm supposed to write this down,
Jersey huh? Shore rental was jankety, nasty. When he pulled down the sheets to go to bed, he found a blank in his bed.
Okay.
All right. Did you write down your answer?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to say squid?
Chum.
It is not squid.
Gabagoo. All right, you guys ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Joey's Jersey Shore rental was so jankety, when it was time for bed, he pulled down the sheets and he found a blank in his bed. Ah. Gandhi, what did he find?
Hold on a second.
No, you have to tell us first.
I went with toenail.
Toenail.
Toenail. That's kind of nasty. Yeah.
That is gross. Great.
I'm going to go ahead and say no matches here.
Uh-uh. Right. Hey, Gandhi.
Yeah.
Joey's Jersey Shore rental was so janky, he pulled down the sheets to go to bed. He found a...
Right. It's the Jersey Shore, so I said a Snooki.
He found Snooki.
I was thinking that, guy.
That is a janky house. Froggy.
Yep.
Jersey Shore rental, so jankety, when Joey pulled down his sheets, he found what in his bed?
A condom.
And he also gross.
Oh, and he drew a picture with a condom on it. That's lovely.
Okay. All right. That's jankety.
You're welcome.
What about you, Danielle? Uh-huh. What did Joey find in his jankety Jersey Shore rental?
He found crabs.
Okay. We're not getting any matches. Hey, Scary.
Yes.
Joey's Jersey Shore rental was so jankety, when he pulled the sheets down to go to bed, he found a...
A used condom.
Oh.
Oh.
That's disgusting.
I hate it here.
I like Snooki. That was my favorite answer.
Oh, thank you.
We're looking for, what are we looking for? Italian sausage?
Toenail.
Oh, toenail.
No, I'm looking for an Italian sausage.
Of course you are.
Of course you are.
Hey, straight Nate, yeah. Joey's Jersey Shore rental was so janky, when he went to bed, he pulled down the sheets and he found a...
old gabagool.
Oh, my God. Right,
we have no matches.
Oh, man, that stinks.
This was a waste of time.
I'm sorry. I had a good time.
That was fun.
You know what? It wasn't fun. No one won anything.
Everybody wants a gabagool and Italian sausage. I don't know.
All right. We call that a time killer because Shawn Mendes wasn't ready to come on. But Shawn Mendes is coming up after this.
Oh, yeah.
More coming up from the Jersey Shore.
Bring us food.
I got a baguette in my pants 24/7.
It's Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Beach Bash.
Hi, it's Elvis. Samsung is blowing people's minds right now. The new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3 5G literally unfolds into a tablet. And the new Z Flip 3 5G folds to fit in the palm of your hand. It's all insane, and you can pre-order yours now at Samsung.com.
Broadcasting from the Jersey Shore, it's Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Beach Bash.
You know, the first time we ever met Shawn Mendes, he only had one chest hair.
Yes!
We're going to count them up today. Please welcome Shawn Mendes.
Oh, man. People love him.
Hi, Shawn. Hey, buddy. Hey. Good to see you.
Oh, my gosh. Shawn, they've all brought you presents. They have presents to give. I mean, it's crazy.
I like this better.
Handmade signs.
Some of them got here at 4 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday.
No.
Yes.
Who's been
yes.
here since 4 o'clock yesterday?
Yeah.
You guys, have you been drinking water?
It's a lot more people than when we asked the question before.
Right. They're really, yes.
I don't know where to start with you.
Hey.
First of all, originally when we knew you were coming, there was no song involved. It was just you showing up. And I said, if we put a guitar on the stage, maybe he will find himself powerless.
Yes.
I mean, I'm definitely powerless because this is the first time I've seen a crowd in like 2 years. So it's
right.
Like,
wait, hold on, Shawn. Turn around a minute.
What? Yeah, you have something on your butt.
You have a little string hanging from your sweater.
It's supposed to be that.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to pull it.
He paid, he paid extra for that string.
I mean,
stop
that
it.
That string was an extra $100.
What?
Sorry. So you haven't performed in front of a crowd since 2019.
No, since like December, 2 years ago, yeah.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh. This
you
is
miss
a big
it?
Moment.
Yeah, my butterflies. This is like it's like a really amazing feeling to be in front of you guys.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cute.
I'm sure the answer is no, but has anyone heard Summer of Love yet? So several things. I mean, you also went back home to Canada for a few days. I mean, is this the first time you've been back since?
No, I was back over Christmas, but it was like I think I went back twice over the course of a year and a half, so it was really nice to be
it's
home.
It's good to go home.
Yeah.
But, okay, so you were in New York City, I think yesterday or the day before, whatever. So you're walking through Little Italy, and there's crowds of fans waiting for you. What do you, like, tweet, I'm coming to Little Italy, meet me there? I mean, how do they know you're there?
I did actually do that.
Oh,
I tweeted. We were selling merchandise, and I think we were just going to put the store there, and then I was like, I just really want to see them in person again, and I was like, so I tweeted the address, and then we went.
Well, it's so good to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Yeah,
you know what? Look, you know, this crazy world we live in, how frightening and how unpredictable it can be.
Yeah.
But you know, when you have your fans show up to see you, that's got to make you feel pretty good. I love that.
They've made signs.
Yeah.
Lots of questions on the signs.
It's so.
Oh, my God. They're all yelling questions at one time.
I was saying.
I remember at once.
Last time you were in the studio with us, you had one chest hair. How many do you have now?
Over 40.
Oh, my God, you beast.
This really is telling how long it's been if I had one chest hair last time we were together.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it's weird.
How many new tattoos and piercings do we have?
Probably have like 3 new tattoos, a couple of new piercings.
Right.
It's just growing
it's
up.
It's crazy
you know?
How long we've known him.
Like, I know.
It's really
you guys
crazy.
Met me when I had no tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
look
right.
at that. Look what we did to you.
Look what you did to me. Your fault.
That's a slippery slope to hell when you meet us.
Yeah.
You know, and every time we're with you, Shawn, I sound like a broken record because I say this over and over and over. Your music, your words, your lyrics, your emotion, everything is just, it just hits it out of the park with
Thank
everyone.
You.
That's why we all love you
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank you.
So Summer of Love,
Yeah.
The video's great.
Thank you.
It makes me want to hop into a convertible and head down the PCH.
Good.
Right? So, talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think being able to, like, collaborate with an artist like Tiny, he's been, like, I think he's had, like, I don't even know how many number ones in the reggaeton space over the last couple of years. So being able to kind of merge into another genre of music in a really authentic way with him was, like, amazing. And he took this song that felt in one world and he brought it into his world. And it just feels so exciting and so new and so fresh. And, yeah, I just love it. I mean, I was writing kind of about spending a couple months with Camila in Miami and just like time stopped and it was just like this beautiful moment of feeling like we were just like kids again. And
right.
It's just a very nostalgic feeling song to me.
See though, here's my, you know me, I have to bitch and moan about something.
Bitch and moan. Yeah.
Summer of Love, I needed that at the beginning of summer.
Right, yeah.
We didn't have it wrote then.
Oh, it doesn't work out?
Yeah, if I could have, I would have got it for you.
Yeah. I know, but you know, there are a lot of artist friends of ours who go, okay, I want to have the song of the summer of 2021 this year. You know, you don't think that way. Okay, fine.
I mean, if I could have wrote it, yeah, 4 months ago, I would have done that for you guys, I promise.
Well, winter is on the way, so you have some time to get that one in.
You can call it Winter is Coming.
Winter is Love. So, I see questions in the audience. They're big fans of Tarzan, the dog. How about a tour? Have you thought about? I mean, this is kind of revving you up a little bit with all of our friends here.
I mean, we're going on tour. It's just when we're going to announce it is soon.
Uh-huh. Maybe right now. Someone knows somewhere.
I don't know. Somebody in this room knows when I'm going on tour.
Who is it?
You have more questions. I wonder when you're going to announce a tour so I can finally maybe meet you.
Well, we're meeting each other right now.
Yeah. There you go. Look at her. She's like, please hug me. Please, please.
We're still in the middle of a pandemic. Let's all calm down.
I know. Doesn't feel
so being so when you were getting ready to get into the studio and do Summer of Love, I mean, what did you do while you were all in lockdown? Did you learn to cook? Did you learn to do?
Yeah.
What did you learn how to do that you didn't know how to do before?
Learn how to cook poorly. Like,
cool. You know,
that was, I think I learned how to do laundry.
Did you make banana bread? Everybody made banana bread.
I didn't make banana bread. I ate banana bread.
Okay, that's good.
Right.
I didn't make it, though.
And I've noticed that your shirt is off a lot. Is this on
my
purpose?
My shirt is off a lot.
No, you like you're always shirtless on your Instagram.
There was a long time, and then I took it off one time, and then now it's just like, it's just off a lot.
It's what they expect. Give the fans what they want. Whatever.
Danielle, take your shirt off.
Mine. It's not going to have the same effect as Sean's shirt.
Oh, look how excited they are for that.
Go on, take your shirt off, Danielle.
Yeah. We're good, thanks. Take it off, they said.
Everyone can have their shirt off.
Okay, well, now that we can get together a little more and we can collaborate, who else do you want to collaborate with? Dan Shea, who we love, by the way.
Love them.
Who is it you're dying to get into the studio with or on a stage with?
You know, I've been, like, pretty absolutely blown away with Lil Nas lately. I've just been, like, so amazed by his courage and bravery. And, like, everything he's doing is, like, so incredibly captivating. So I really like him.
He said he's going back to his cowboy phase
again. Yep. I just listened to the Lord album, and it was absolutely insane.
That came out today, didn't it?
Yeah, I listened to it on the way up here. It was gorgeous.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you guys haven't because you've just literally been here since yesterday.
Okay, I'm going to ask the question. Are you thinking about picking up a guitar and performing for us? Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Oh, I'll give you $100.
What?
You know, I will never not take $100.
Right?
Okay.
Come on, John.
Somebody, if there's people in this crowd who know all the lyrics already, they can have this $100.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's going to be a fight to the death.
Give me my money back. What are you doing to me?
Should I do something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't you think Sean should at least just play a chord or two?
Wow.
Oh, look at that. See? Originally, he wasn't going to sing. And now he saw a guitar and he was powerless. The power of the guitar.
You knew it.
Now when he's done with this song, you have to say one more song and it'll do two or three or four. Shawn Mendes.
It's
seems like all people from Jersey do is hump and punch each other.
Scary, can you stop humping my leg like a dog?
Broadcasting from the Jersey Shore.
You want to punch him in the head?
It's Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Beach Bash.
Wow, this is a hardcore crowd, man. Yeah.
Elvis.
Yeah.
What? Shawn Mendes drank out of this water.
Uh-oh.
How much can I get for this?
Yeah! Hey, we'll do whatever it takes. We need cash.
We need cash.
We need cash.
I'm kidding. I wouldn't do that
hey,
to Shawn.
Isn't that amazing how he hasn't been on stage since 2019 and he got up here, he sounded like that?
Yeah.
I mean, pretty incredible.
And the effect he has, the girls that are crying, I can't, it's just... I'm emotional because of them. I love the fact that he took the time to take pictures. I mean,
he's
just awesome. He really
so
is.
So that was a lot of fun in the Mercedes-Benz intro lounge, of course, interview lounge. Also, Caesar Sportsbook, thank you for today. What a great day at the Jersey Shore. Hey, let's get in. Let's do Gandhi and Danielle.
All right.
We'll start with Gandhi. Three things we need to know. And then Danielle's report, live from the Jersey Shore. This is nice. What a nice studio this is. You're up. What's going on?
All right. More unsettling news coming out of Afghanistan. The government is acknowledging that they have no idea how many Americans are still there. American troops continue to try and move as many people out as quickly as possible while the Taliban starts to tighten control of the region. With 20 more evacuation flights expected today, they say about 5,200 people should be heading out, and troops are now at the airport in Kabul to help speed up the process. It looks like the troops will remain past the August 31st deadline. President Biden is expected to address the ongoing issue at 1 p.m. this afternoon, Eastern Time. Tropical storm Henri is headed to us, headed to the northeast, and is expected to be a hurricane when it gets there. So, of course, hurricane watches and storm surge watches are out for Long Island and coastal areas of Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. Areas in the storm's path include the north and south shores of Long Island, Fire Island, New Haven, Martha's Vineyard, and Block Island. So if you are in those areas, prepare yourself for the weekend. And finally, a quick life hack. I might need one of you to demo it. Maybe. I don't know if you can. If you're looking for a new job, there's a little trick. We all know that attractive people get hired more, but apparently confidence will get you that job as well. And they say standing straight up with your head tilted backward and hands on your hips.
Like Superman.
Like Superman is the way to get a job.
Really?
I think that's a little weird. Yes, but if you stand like Superman, that's your key. And those are your three things.
That's how you got the job.
That is.
Excellent. Danielle, you're up.
All right, so Selena Gomez is opening up about a variety of subjects in a new interview with Elle Magazine, including her mental health. She says she felt so relieved after being diagnosed with bipolar disorder. She said, I felt a huge weight was lifted off of me when I found out. She said, I took a deep breath and I went, okay, this now explains so much. 6,000 fans are expected to be on hand tomorrow for that New York homecoming concert in Central Park. Bruce Springsteen will be there. Our boy Jimmy Fallon. Barry Manilow, Elvis. You love some Barry Manilow.
No, I don't.
I thought you did.
No, no. He's not a fan of
Oh, he's because he was a nice.
He's an a-hole.
He's not a nice alone.
No, yeah. Not nice.
And also, Carlos Santana, and the list goes on and on. Of course, you have to have a proof of vax, and you also have to have a negative COVID test if you're going to show up. Ed Sheeran has a new album coming out October 29th. Equals, which, you know, makes sense because he's got all those math symbols for all the other albums, right? He said he started writing this back in 2017. It was a long, long process, and he said he is so proud of this body of work. Justin Bieber's getting ready for his three-day residency in Vegas, October 7th to the 10th. It's called Justin Bieber and Friends, the Vegas Weekend. The Kid Laroi will be there, Jaden Smith, David Guetta, and the list goes on and on. Of course, Scary Jones will be there because he can't miss a party in Vegas. Scary. And the Little Mix, celebrating their 10th anniversary, putting out a new album in December. Hashtag 10 years of Little Mix. That's what they're asking people to use. Young Blood has a new single out as well called Fleabag. And Liam Payne is actually coming out with new music at the end. This is the end of the month. When's August 27th?
No, you got some time.
Okay,
yeah,
next week.
About a week.
All right, next week you're getting that. And Eternals, the trailer. November 5th, the movie comes out. You know they're going to pick up where Avengers Endgame left off. Here's what we're watching. Stand Up to Cancer, the 7th annual telethon. That is going down tomorrow. The new episode of Ted Lasso on Apple TV Plus tonight. You have the Paw Patrol movie on Paramount Plus. And also Netflix, The Loud House, the movie. Check it out. And that's my Danielle report.
And we're back after this.
More coming up from the Jersey Shore. It's Elvis Duran and the Morning Show's Beach Bash.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.